Okay, let's turn to page 193. Just briefly talk about if the property ends up going to through the trustee sale process, no one bids, and the property ends up getting taken back by the lender. When the economy is good and foreclosures are down, which is the time frame that we've just left, but we were in for quite a while, most often the property would be purchased at the trustee sale. And if the property reverts to the beneficiary, I would have been ready to fax them an offer. And that is still the best way. If you're going to be involved in making offers, when lenders take back the property, you need to be in place to make that offer to them the day that they take back the property. The offer can be simplified on a very simple format or a letter of intent. And you want to mention the words all cash, as is, and the speed of the closing of the transaction. This is a lot like you're working with a broker in the sense that you're going to want to prove to the lender that you have the wherewithal to close the transaction. So I would document that you have all cash by either a statement from a bank or that you have access to money that can do a quick closing. Document the lower price with low comps and proof of the property needing work. So if you're going to deal directly with a lender, take pictures of the property. And if you're in an area where you buy properties wholesale, then you should have comps that will substantiate what your offer is to the lender. And if you don't have those comps, you need to be aware that other people may be in the area buying wholesale, either at trustee sales or one of the other buying systems. Borrow their comps if you need to, but that will help you get the price down when you're dealing with a lender. So when you're dealing with a lender directly, you're almost taking the place of the broker doing a BPO. So document everything. You're trying to give the person that's receiving that information all of the ammunition that they can pass on to their boss to get a yes answer. These people are not typically fired because they lose money selling you a property. They get fired by not moving inventory. If you turn to top page 194, when the economy's flat and foreclosures are increasing and going higher, I would hesitate to go directly to a lender unless I had a very specific property in mind. Because as you can see, if we looked at one day's NODs, 25 out of 25, you couldn't approach the owner. Those are going to be REOs. You'd be very busy if you were calling the lenders direct. And so, unless I had a specific property in mind, talked to Mike just last night, we were talking about, he hadn't probably looked at a foreclosure list in a long time, and as it turns out, as he looked at the list, a property was literally on his street where he lives. And so that's one that he might be interested in. If it reverted to the lender, that would be one where you'd call and say, I'm specifically interested in this particular property, and that's fine. But to make it part of what you do on a daily basis, I think you end up being very busy, but I'm not sure it's going to result in the best buys. So I would rather make use of buying system number one, and most of you attended all of the series. For the ones that didn't, you have the buying system seminar. Buying system number one is dealing with the listings in the first day of the MLS. And so from evidence what went on in San Diego yesterday, lenders are going to start putting some of these properties into the MLS at a discount. And that's going to provide you with a fair amount of discounted properties from now probably until the end of probably 2010. If you're going to deal with lender-owned properties, again, you need to have proof of funds. We will provide a letter from the Norris Group if you need that. And this is reviewing the first day ML listing process. You need to have a system in place to where you're seeing those listings at least once a day and preferably multiple times. As this thing starts gaining momentum, there'll be more and more people that look in the MLS for these deals. And if you have just once a day, make it first thing in the morning, because a lot of people are inputting after hours in the evening. So that's, you just need to start implementing that. Even if it takes a little while to bear fruit, it is one of the buying systems that's going to dominate in the next few years. You can have offers already pre-done. You're going to work with an agent, So Andrea and I will already have offers in place with everything but what the address is and what the purchase price is for that specific property, because speed is very important. So you want to try and have a system to where you hear about the property quickly, see the property quickly, and the offer gets presented. All of that should happen the first day the listing comes out. When you're offering directly on lender-owned property through a broker, I would do very few contingencies and no and or assignee offers at all. The ones that work and get accepted are all cash, quick closing, as-is purchases. I think eventually what's going to happen, and we're on page 194, but just talk a little bit about VA and HUD. Right now, VA and HUD have very few properties. I'm not sure that HUD will have anywhere close to the amount of properties they did in the cycle of 91 to 97, just because of the price range that the properties got to in California. So the auctions are going to start occurring. There already was an auction. I looked at the Kennedy Wilson website, and they've already auctioned off the remains of a housing tract in Cathedral City and one in San Jose. And if the numbers were correct in Cathedral City, and I don't know why they wouldn't be, because you would think Kennedy Wilson would want to put the best light at an auction. They had, and I forget the number exactly, it was either 12 or 13 houses that range from 1,300 square feet to over 2,000 square feet. And they stated in there on their website that the total that they got for those properties was $1,550,000, something in that range. Now that's not very good per house. I don't know if that's correct or not. If it's wrong, it's wrong because it's on the website that way. But that's the beginning of what's going to occur. The auctions of the new homes will start and have already started. Greg, who's my oldest son, is driving around looking at properties to buy at trustee sales. And as he's going around, he constantly sees there's a big gap between tracks. There's almost finished tracks, and then there's graded lots. They're working on a lot of dirt. And if they start to build those tracks, which they probably will, they're going to have a big problem when it comes time to sell them. In Rosamond, where we just finished selling, and we're closing the last 9 escrows, I hope, in the next 2 weeks, the builders that showed up after that are building $400,000 houses in Rosamond. And we know who they're going to be selling to and what these people make and qualify with. I don't know how they possibly are going to be selling them. So this is going on a lot, where builders have overproduced the wrong inventory, a lot of condos and so forth. So auctions are going to start becoming a problem for the builders. I mean, the auction is going to be the solution for the builder's inventory, but it creates a problem for the rest of the owners, because those prices started to go down by 15 or 20%, and the people that thought they had equity, they don't. So they're not able to sell the properties, and these properties start going behind, go into foreclosure, revert to the lenders, and ultimately, that's what starts the chain of events that leads to big discounts, opportunities at the trustee sales, and for properties to get dumped into the MLS at pretty severe discounts. So those are the cycles as we start to see them unraveling, and just the beginning of auctions. And I'm sure that's going to be a very prevalent business in the next 2.5 years.
This is the end of this CD. Please continue to the next.